So let's review. In the previous daf we mentioned that Yehuda retracted his original psak and now holds that liquids can only be metame kelim on the drabbanon level. The Gemara asks whether he holds that the ability of liquids to be metame food is also only medrabban. Ibay lehu. Mikelim hu da hadr bay? Av ba'echlin kereb yesi v'reb shimin svirle? Aydimo legamri hadr bay kereb meir. The Gemara tries to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds liquids can only be metame food midrabanan from a b'raisa. Parash shashasa mechatas. If a cow drinks the para aduma waters and is shechted soon thereafter, besara tame. Tanakama holds that the meat of the cow becomes tame from touching the mechatas. Rabbi Yehuda aymer, batlu b'me'eha. Rabbi Yehuda says that the water is already nullified in the intestines of the cow and therefore it's not metame the meat. The Gemara points out that even if the mechatas is no longer considered an avatame after it was swallowed, because it can no longer be used as mechatas, it should have the status of a rishon lotama because it should be considered like liquid that touched mechatas, as Rashi explains. Now, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says it is not metame the meat at all, it seems that he holds liquid cannot be metame food midaraisa only midarabanan. And here it's not metame at all, based on the milsa de leishchicha legazu beraban. The Gemara gives two answers. When Yehuda says batlu b'me'eha, he only meant that it is no longer an avatama, but he would agree that as a rishon l'tama, it can still be metame the meat. Rivashi amr lo'ilam batlu b'me'eha legamri, b'shem dehava le mashkes surach. The liquid is not metame the meat at all, because as Rashi explains, it loses its status of a drink once ingested by the cow. Rashi cites a Taras Kehanim on the Pasuk, only potable water is considered water that can be metame. The Gemara continues. The Brice on Daf Tezayinim and Aleph had said that when we are in doubt whether a tummy liquid touched something, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Shimon Oimrim lo'ichlin temeyim lekelim tahirim. If it may have touched food, we rule the food to be tame. We assume l'chumr, because liquid can be mitame food midaraisa. But if it may have touched kalim, we rule the kalim to be tahirim. We assume l'kula, because liquid can only be mitame kalim midraban. Amar Rabbi Bar Avchana Amar Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yasi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amar. When Rabbi Yasi says that liquid can be mitame food midaraisa, he is following his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva in how to read the word yitame. The pasuk says, if a sheretz falls into an earthenware vessel, the kli becomes tame, and is metame whatever food was in the kli. Now, kli cheres has two unique halachas of tuma. It is only mekabel tuma mitoichai from its interior. If a tuma touches it from the outside, it does not become tame. In order for it to become tame from the inside, it does not necessarily have to be touched by the tuma. It is nitma me'aviroi. It becomes tame when the tuma enters its ear space. Similarly, once the klicheres is tame, it is metame food that is in its ear space, even if the food did not touch the interior of the klicheres. The scenario of the pasuk is as follows. The sheretz, an avatuma, makes the klicheres a rishon, which makes the food a sheni. Rashi cites the Gemara later on Daf Chof and Al that even if the food and the sheretz are in the ear space of the klicheres simultaneously, the food does not become a rishon l'tuma directly from the sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says that for the simple understanding of kol asher b'toichai yitma, whatever food was in the kli becomes tame, the Torah could have written kol asher b'toichai yitma without a yud. Therefore, we darshan yitma as if it read yitame. Limud al kikar sheni sha'isa shlishi b'chulun, to teach us that a sheni can make a shlishi even a chul. Now, the next pasuk says, mikol ha'oichal asher ya'oichal asher yaveh lav mayim yitma, b'chol mashka asher yishasa b'chol kli yitma. Here too, Rabbi Kiva will read each yitma as yitame, it is metame acherim. However, it is actually read yitma, which implies that it only becomes tame and is not metame. To reconcile the two readings, we must say that sometimes it is metame and sometimes it is not metame. The first yitma teaches, oichu metame acher midaraisa, which others, mashkin, but ein metame kiyetzeba, it is not metame another oichu. The second yitma teaches the reverse regarding mashkin. Mashkin mitame acher midaraisa, which others? Oichel, but ein mitame kiyetzeba, it is not mitame other mashkin. And it must be pointed out that midarabanan, both oichel and mashkin mitame kiyetzeben. The Gemara concludes, Rabbi Yesi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amra v'leiloi svirle. The above rulings were taught by Rabbi Yossi as the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi himself does not agree with them. As Rava said, their opinions are mutually exclusive. As Rashi explains, since Rabbi Yossi teaches that we learn Revi B'Kodesh Mekal V'Chomer Memichusi Kippurim, which will be explained in the next year, Rabbi Yossi cannot hold the Rabbi Akiva that Shein Nishayse Shlisha B'Chulin, apparently because he does not Darsh Nitma Zitame. If so, Rabbi Yossi has no source that Oichen or Mashkin are Mitame Acher Midaraisa, and must hold that they are only Mitame Acher Midrabanu. This final paragraph is discussed in more detail in the following daf.